Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Welcome to Day 43. Joe Biden called Texas Governor Greg Abbott's decision to relax coronavirus restrictions in his state Neanderthal thinking and said that it was a big mistake for people to stop wearing masks. Other states, including Mississippi, have also begun to relax restrictions and end requirements to wear masks, citing vaccination rates and lower numbers of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky criticized the governors of Texas and Mississippi for lifting mask requirements and other restrictions that are meant to slow the spread of the virus, saying, "We have been very clear, now is not the time to release all restrictions. The next month or two is really pivotal in terms of how this pandemic goes." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki added, "This entire country has paid the price for political leaders who ignored the science when it comes to the pandemic." Meanwhile, Biden and Senate Democrats agreed to limit the number of people who are eligible to receive $1,400 stimulus checks. Under the new structure, payments would phase out at a faster rate than the House's COVID-19 relief bill, which zeroed out at individuals earning $100,000 and couples earning $200,000. The Senate version of the bill cuts off the payments at $80,000 for individuals and $150,000 for couples. Roughly 12 million fewer adults and 5 million fewer children would get the stimulus payments under the new compromise. In January, Biden promised to boost stimulus payments for Americans to $2,000, telling Georgia voters that they would get $2,000 payments if Democrats won both Senate runoff elections. Moving on, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI warned of a possible plot by a militia group to breach the U.S. Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers on or about March 4th. The bulletin, titled "National Capital Region Remains Attractive Target for Domestic Violent Extremists," warned that domestic violent extremists or militia violent extremists were emboldened by the January 6th attack on the Capitol and may exploit public gatherings either formally organized or spontaneous to engage in violence. The threat appears to be connected to a QAnon conspiracy theory that Trump will return to power on March 4th, because that was the original presidential inauguration day until 1933, when it was moved to January 20th. And finally, Major General William Walker testified that he had National Guard troops at the ready for more than 3 hours on January 6th, while he waited for Trump's Defense Department to authorize their deployment. Walker also told senators that on January 5th, he received a letter with the unusual restriction that he was first required to seek approval from the Secretary of the Army and Defense before deploying any Quick Reaction Force service members. Walker added that military leaders, including Michael Flynn's brother, advised that deploying troops would not be good optics. And in the polls, Monmouth University says 62% of Americans support the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus package, while 34% oppose it. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.